Speaking of lack of water, there's a particular issue that's affecting a particular species that's well known to a lot of people. This is the Natterjack toad, widely distributed across Europe, ranging from the Iberian Peninsula in the west as far east as the Baltic coast, with several isolated populations here in Ireland and indeed here in Kerry. But they're in trouble because of the warm weather. We're joined live by Kevin Flannery, Director of Ocean World Aquarium in Dingle. Kevin, good morning to you and thanks for joining
morning,
in the programme. What's the problem? You're carrying out a rescue, is that right?
We are at the moment. Well, Parks and Wildlife are in charge of it because they're an endangered species and they're very threatened. And obviously everybody knows about the very fine weather we had and it created drought. And farmers are paid to hold the water in the ponds and to look after the tadpoles. But alas and alack, without the lack of water, these ponds dry out and the tadpoles, the young toads will die. And what we do, what Parks and Wildlife do, in association with ourselves at the Aquarium at Ocean World and with FOTA, they collect the tadpoles and bring them to us. We hold on to them, we feed them, and we grow them until they're ready to hop around. And then they're released by Parks and Wildlife back to Inch and Milltown Castlemaine and Maharees and the only indigenous part places of Ireland where they're from. So it's vitally important that we get them and get them in time and that they won't die out and dry out, because you could have a full year's breeding population gone completely, and this could create serious problems going into the future for the toad, because it's unique to Kerry. I believe they came here probably with Spanish sailing ships up from the north of Spain when they were trafficking wines and brandies and all that kind of stuff and taking fish down, and they were possibly jumped ashore here, and that's how they spread just here into the West Kerry and the South Kerry area. And they're unique to us, but we can't leave them die out.
No.
We have to rescue them and help them out.
Especially, like, I know it was last year that about 500 of them were released into the wild in Kerry, and that was all to try and help the population sustain. This is
that's
in Castlemaine, I think.
That's right, FOTA did it, but we also released them into the Inch area in the back of Inch Island. And it's, as I say, they're under Parks and Wildlife, and it's up to Parks and Wildlife to collect them as soon as possible and oversee the whole operation, because they're not to be taken, they're not to be put into classrooms, they're not to be gathered, because, as I say, they get under serious threat. But obviously, the very fine weather currently we're having, Jerry, until next Friday, these poor devils won't survive if the ponds dry out, like any other frogs or tadpoles. Once the ponds dry out, they die, and that's it. And we don't want to see that happening. So, at
so
this
what,
point,
what do you do, Kevin? Out. How do you flood the ponds or water? Or how does
no, it no, 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 no. Parks and Wildlife collect the tadpoles and take them to us in drums, and then they bring them to us, and we have a special holding areas for them, and then we feed them. And we feed them special food. I'm on my way, actually, between ourselves and four, to collect a special type of flyless fly, if that's possible,
right,
and different types of insect. And they grow, and then they develop their legs, and they develop ready to move on and to survive themselves. But at this point in time, we just have to bring them in and have to give them plenty of water and sunshine and plenty of food. And then when they're ready and when the rains come, Parks and Wildlife will release them back into the areas where they took them from again.
And that keeps them going, shall we say,
absolutely,
during the dry period.
Absolutely, Jerry, because, I mean, you're only looking at a very small area, a small indigenous species that we have here, which is unique to Kerry. I mean, from Dukes over in Killargan, all the way up to Maharees, all along the West Kerry coastline. And it's vitally important that we save them, vitally important for their survival as well. But as a natural toad, one of our only toads, we don't have any other type, these are important that we keep them, and we keep them alive and do our best to help and save them.
Yeah, certainly is very important indeed. Kevin, we're getting lots of different species of jellyfish washing up on our shore. Pictures came through over the weekend of a kind of a blue-purple indigo jellyfish that washed up on Camp Beach. So people need to keep an eye out, I suppose, with this warm weather, we're going to see unusual species.
Yeah, well, I would avoid the purple ones because they're mauve stingers, they're called, I think. They would be those ones. And don't go alongside them because you will get a bad sting. You will get a bad nettle burnt on them, and especially children or that type of people with very fair skin and light skin.
Yeah.
Don't touch the purple ones. Now, the ordinary ones, the moon jellies, they have four circles on the top of them, and they're harmless. We have them on display in the aquarium. But most of the jellyfish, just avoid them. Now, we don't have any major ones at the moment, but those little moth stingers are nasty little buggers, and they can give you a nasty nettle burn as such.
Yeah, they certainly can. Listen, Kevin, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that.